This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Friday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. March corn, 385 and three quarters, up a half. May corn, 394, up three quarters. July corn, 401 and a half, up one. March soybeans, 973 and a half, down seven and three quarters. May soybeans, 980, down seven and three quarters. July soybeans, 985 and a half, down seven and a quarter. March wheat, 527, up one and a quarter. May wheat, 529, up one and three quarters. July wheat, 531 and a quarter, up two and three quarters. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 higher at 357 to 375. Soybean bids down 8 cents at 921 to 963. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a penny higher at 351 to 381, while soybean bids were down 7 to 8 cents at 948 to 974. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were up 1 to 3 at 362 to 385, soybean bids down 7 to 8 cents at 953 to 983, while the wheat bids were mostly a penny higher at 438 to 499. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 8 cents lower on Friday, ranging from 980 to 991. Basis steady, ranging from 6 to 17 over the March. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $349.40 to $361.40, down an even $2 a ton, with basis steady, ranging from 20 to 32 over the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids a penny higher at $3.87 to $3.91, with basis steady range from 1 to 5 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids up a penny at $3.78 to $3.86, basis steady range from 8 under to option March. Soybeans ended 7 to 8 cents lower at $9.77 to $9.88, with basis steady to a penny higher at 3 to 14 over the March. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at $4.02 to $4.03. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 6 to 7 cents with quotations at $10.05 to $10.06. Soft red winter wheat up a penny at $5.27 to $5.39. And the Milo also a penny higher on Friday at $4.46 to $4.61. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.67 to $3.87. New crop soybean bids range from $9.07 to $9.34. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.71 to $3.87. New crop soybean bids at $9.21 to $9.35. And in the southern part of the state on Friday, new crop corn bids range from $3.73 up to $3.87. New crop soybean bids at $9.06 to $9.30. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.85 up to $5.19. That completes our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Friday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. February live cattle, $156.07, up $2.65. April live cattle, $151.02, up $3. June live cattle, $144.25, up $3. March feeder cattle, $199.45, up $3.80. April feeder cattle, $199.15, up $3.30. May feeder cattle, $199.67, up $3.20. February lean hogs, $63.87, up 60 cents. April lean hogs, $69.27, up $3. May lean hogs, $77.60, up $3. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday the 6th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 33 cents lower in the range of $50 to $61.75, with a weighted average carcass price of $60.58. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 28 to 36, 4 to 5 weights 31 to 38, 5 to 6 weights 34 to 40, and 6 weights and up 37 to 42. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings, ranging from $39 to $44. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 14,364 head. And now for the report from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 203 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 157.25 to 161.25. Choice heifers were 159.50 to 161. On to their slaughter cows. Breakers were bringing 94.50 to 98.50. Boners were 89 to 91. And leans were 80 to 84. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis were 157 to 162, and on a dress basis, 252 to 256. Heifers on a live basis traded at 157 to 162, and on a dress basis, 250 to 257.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, training for retail and processing cuts were established with 335 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $72.94. That was $1.03 lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $239.08. That was $2.10 lower. With select carcasses at $233.81, that was $1.58 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 107,000. That compared to 105,000 last week and 109,000 for a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is 8.8% behind where it was on a year-to-date basis last year. Hog slaughter was estimated at 423,000. That compared to 419,000 last week and 424,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter on a year-to-date basis is running 0.6% behind. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday's Horse Show. This Saturday, we'll hear from award-winning barrel racer Sandy Gertis. Sandy first gives us an overview on her horses.
We've been breeding, running, selling, training horses for probably 35 years. We barrel race in Pole Bend, and we've got a lot of super nice Dash for Cash, Special Effort, King horses, you know, just pretty much Pacific Bailey. That's a lot of the top bloodlines right now. I've got a stud horse that's a grandson of Dash to Fame, and he's out of my little two-time reserve world champion. Dad's got another stud horse that's a streak of Mahoya. We've just got several good prospects. We've got just about every age, every color, every make and model.
These various makes and models of horses, however, all need to share some common traits as barrel racers.
Got to have a speed. We've got to have something with a brain. So we breed as best we can. We got that my Dash to Fame stallion has thrown a lot of really smart, really athletic. I can see why the Dash to Fame are really hot right now. His granddad is, I think, 13-time barrel horse producing sire of the world. And I can see why, because the ones that we've got out of him are just amazing. My stud horse is Palomino, and he's throwing color, just really pretty, pretty babies, and we just love them.
Like many barrel racers, Gertis favors the quarter horse for her sport.
Quarter horses are built so they're stocky, and they're super good for the turn, where, you know, a thoroughbred's more for the all-out straightaway speed. A quarter horse is built for being able to stop and do the turn and the ranch work and things like that. So that's why quarter horses are best for the barrel racing.
When it comes to competing as a barrel racer, Gertis says confidence is one of the most important things to have in the ring.
I think confidence is the biggest hindrance of anybody riding barrels and poles. I can remember I was the queen of warm-up barrels for 10 years. That's what I always tell everybody. Until you get a horse that starts winning for you, until you get the confidence that when you go in that arena and you quit thinking about, oh, I'm going to fall off, oh, I'm going to look stupid, oh, I'm going to, you know, and you start thinking about more what you're in there to do, you know, and you just get over that. Once they shut that arena gate, I can remember years ago, I would forget how to get the horse around the barrels. I mean, you just go blank when you go in there when you first start out. So just getting that confidence filled up is crazy.
Again, that was award-winning barrel racer Sandy Gertis. That's all for this Saturday's Horse Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.